both of your cities are part of the Senate Bill 5 lawsuit. I think you're actually, Mayor Green, a plaintiff as a citizen. I'll ask you first, why did you decide to file this lawsuit?
Well, I believe it was important to represent our public who believes that this is unconstitutional and that, you know, there is this implying among many that all African Americans are being abused by ticketing. That would be assuming an assumption that has been done to us for hundreds of years, that we're all alike. There are African Americans who have been abused by this system. But to assume every African American and every African American community within the St. Louis area has gotten a ticket or been abused by ticketing, I think, and particularly in our backyard, is wrong. I believe that has it happened? Absolutely. Is it still happening? Absolutely. And it's just not in black communities. It's also in white communities. So, you know, to those who want to make these broad stroke assumptions in order to justify their means to the ends of their argument, I think, you know, having a conversation, seeking out better, we want better legislation. We do not accept the first piece of meat thrown on the table by people who are institutionalists who basically write legislation for their behalf, not for African Americans. And then when the end it goes bad, everybody then goes runs away from the problem. And guess who's left with that problem? African American mayors. And we already have a history of that.
Mayor Murphy, why did you decide to get involved in the lawsuit?
Again, let's iterate that it is against the Constitution of freedom of speech, freedom of our communities being able to govern ourselves. A lot of our citizens like small government. They can reach the leadership. But if you're going to do a law, it should be the same for everyone. But you're only directing a part, just our area of North St. Louis. You're saying that you can't take in more than 12.5. Well, why isn't everybody 12.5? You're gearing in on our areas of meeting standards. We keep saying we wrote those standards. People that write things like this obviously want to do better. We've walked into these areas. We didn't set up these areas the way they are. But as we began to lead these areas, we found that there were things that we should be doing better. So the mayors of North County with the suburban mayors, which was called small cities, we decided that we wanted to look at the year of the city and how could we come up with some standards that our cities would meet. So we've been working on these standards for approximately 4 to 5 years. 14 cities are in compliance with those standards, the 10 best standards. The only one that some of us are not in compliance with is police accreditation.
Right.
Now, the state is willing to give us 6 years, which I think that's fair.
But your police department is accredited, right?
Yes, and we this validates that we took this very serious years ago, and this implying that all African American cities, no, we just inherited these cities, you know, 5, 7, 8, maybe 10 years ago. You do not turn around 45 years, 50, 70 years of abuse and problems in 2 years. But I think we've done a darn good job of tackling the issues, considering that every time as African-American leaders we stand up, it is those institutional racists who basically attack us to basically stop us from helping our own communities. And don't get me wrong, are there people among our own who are not good for us? Absolutely. Not just as mayors, but even as our own citizens. And guess what? But we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater because it's convenient to, again, make an argument. This is not an argument. This is about solving problems. And when you do that, you collaborate, you come to the table, you communicate, but you do not target basically 113 counties in Minnesota, 91 municipalities in St. Louis County, to basically stagnate them from being part of the solution. You know, this is also about safety. And you do not redistribute taxes and basically safety, again, to corral power, to justify legislation. Legislation is there. It's a constitution issue that basically we want to bring to the surface. Because if they will do it to us, who will be next?
I wanted to ask you a question I asked the former Greendale Mayor Monica Huddleston in May 2014, before Michael Brown, before the Ferguson unrest. And the question I asked her was, I had noticed before Ferguson that, you know, whenever there are problems in African-American-led towns, often people are like, well, that town needs to be dissolved, that town needs to be disbanded. But when there are problems in predominantly white towns, for example, the city administrator of Brentwood embezzled money. I think the Valley Park mayor was arrested for doing meth or something like that. There was the problems in Ellisville. No one ever seriously says, let's disincorporate Brentwood, let's disincorporate Ellisville. I'm just wondering if you've also noticed that standard or that double standard, and what's kind of been your reaction to that over the years?
That's the reason why we came up with 10 best practices, that we want to be held accountable for the leadership of our cities and making sure that we are giving good governance and service to our communities. So we felt this is a way that you could take a look at the cities that are in working towards becoming better. Because a lot of us walked into our cities with a lot of problems that we inherited. So we figured a way that we could work to make them better. So if you want to elaborate on that, Patrick.
Viola was absolutely right. We did not, as Normandy, collaborate to bring in five other cities under our police department because we were not looking to make things better for our people. I've had endless statements made. This is about the people. You're absolutely right. They're the ones who elected us to make it better. And we have the data to show that in Normandy, Coos Valley, Greendale, and other African-American cities. And actually, we wrote the standards that went into the SB 5 lawsuit. It wasn't the legislators. It wasn't Smith. It wasn't any of these people. We were the ones that basically even asked and pushed for it to be in there. We just didn't create 12.5.
Right.
What we basically did was say, if it's going to be that, make it for everyone. Because, again, the stereotyping is what hurts the African-American community. And I said it. It's like saying all black people eat chicken and watermelon. So when we go to Applebee's, what does the restaurant, like you said, waiter ask? Do you want chicken and watermelon? Well, guess what? It's insulting to imply we're all alike. It's insulting. I don't care if that comes from even our own African-American community and leadership or from whites. It's insulting to imply that all whites are alike. And as you just said, the argument is then why aren't we saying for those cities that are white that have these problems like Dillon, Illinois, who $50 million disappeared over 30 years, why aren't we shutting them down? Well, you know what? It's convenient to attack the weakest in the herd. And the African-American community is weakest by tax base, property tax, real basically retail. And you know what? We have not seen one thing that has come up from any of these legislators that said, how are we going to make these communities sustainable? No, let's just throw them away. I've heard some of the saddest comments, and people are saying this about where their relatives live. And I said, you know what? Those people, you're not going to just make $25,000 a year turn into $50,000. There is such thing as called economics. Our people are poor because it's economics. The court systems, basically Mark Dearden of KMOX stated, well, Pat, I can't believe that basically everybody in Normandy said, or people in Normandy agreed to this lawsuit. No, they're agreeing that basically this is unconstitutional. We're trying to make this lawsuit better. We are saying we have no problem with SB 5 other than one thing. It is the fact that everyone is not here with us. And so, people, I make it very clear, one thing. Don't get it confused. And you know what? African-American leaders are here to make things better. Are there some that aren't? You're absolutely correct. And we need to deal with those individuals. But we don't imply everyone in the African-American community is a crook. We don't imply everyone in the African-American community eats watermelon and chicken. So let's not self-impose that on each other or anyone else.
So the other thing I wanted to ask, though, is one of the points in the lawsuit is that while the standards you mentioned are meritorious, there's no funding to actually make them happen. So that's your problem is not with the standards in the bill, it's with the lack of funding for
exactly.
it. I want to make that
and
a
the equality of the bill.
Yeah.
The equality of the bill is and excuse me, Viola, the equality of the bill is that there's a double standard. There are people breaking the Mad Creek law in rural areas who right now are getting a benefit for breaking the law. They're getting 7.5%. And you know what? Then why aren't we all in the same place? Why are we, and there's this implying that in 2013 that we all broke the Mad Creek law. If that's the case, then the Attorney General still should be suing us. He's not, because we didn't. The majority of the cities that he sued, there was only one out of that group that was breaking the law. That means we were following the law, and guess what? We're being penalized for following the law. Well, then that same abuse that people are implying that's being put on poor African Americans is being done to us. And you know what, folks? We don't solve a problem by creating another problem. And that's what's happening here.
I think it's unfair that you cut our revenue, then you mandate some standards, which we don't have a problem with that, but you don't give the funding to be able to do that. Just look at the police accreditation. Police accreditation is very expensive, but you're taking us to 12.5. And again, I want to bring up the fact, why isn't everyone at 12.5? How did you calculate that we have 12.5 in North St. Louis and others have 20%? We're fine with 12.5 if everyone across the board equal across the board.